that wasn't recorded. Okay, now it's ready.
This is Linda Lasday and Ruth Edelstein interviewing Harry Lasday for National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History 2.
Okay.
This is November 10th, 1983. Mr. Lasday, would you tell us your name and where you live?
My name is Harry Lasday, and I live at 5825 Darlington Road, Squirrel Hill, Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Lasday, would you like to tell us about your immediate family, your father, your mother, your brothers?
Tell us where you were born. I love to talk about my parents.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I was born in Homestead, Pennsylvania. My father was very much interested in politics there. He was on the school board. And he was on the school board when they built the new high school at that time, which is being used today. Now, that's over 50 years ago. And he had a department store there. It was the largest store in the whole area. And then from Homestead, we moved to Munhall, which is across the way. And that took him out of all the politics in Homestead, because he was another borough. And I went to Munhall High School, and I graduated in 1921. And after graduating, I took several classes at Pitt Night School.
In what?
At that time they called it the School of Economics. Today it's known as
pharmacy.
No, I went to pharmacy school too. I'm trying to think what they call it.
Business school. Business
administration. Oh, thanks. Okay. Business administration.
Okay.
In those days, we went to school 3 days a week, and we worked in a store 3 days a week. And just like pharmacy, when I went to pharmacy school, we went to pharmacy school 3 days, and I worked in a drugstore for 3 days. And I got to be a very good soda drinker.
When were you born, Dad?
My birthday is April 27, 1902.
Okay.
That's 82 years ago.
How many brothers did you have?
I was the youngest of four. My brothers Ralph, Lou, Iz, and myself. And I'm unfortunately the only one left of the entire family. My mother and dad are gone, and my three older brothers are gone.
What were your parents' names?
Joseph and Sally.
Were they born here?
They were born in Europe.
Where?
They were born in, mother was born in Germany, and dad was born in a little town of Lasday in Lithuania. Mm-hmm. And the name is derivative from that town. That's where we get the name Lasday. And Dad was very much interested in the synagogue here at Squirrel Hill. In fact, he was the president. He was the second president of the Beth Shalom Synagogue, and he was president when they started building, constructing the first part of the building.
Were you active in Beth Shalom at that time, too?
Well, I was just a young fellow.
Were you bar mitzvah in Beth Shalom?
I was bar mitzvah there.
Uh-huh.
And a rabbi married us from Beth Shalom.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't interested. I didn't interest myself in the Jewish affairs of Beth Shalom. And I soon after that we joined with the temple.
Oh, you mean Rhoda Shaw?
Rhoda Shaw.
Soon after what? After you were married or
well, when the kids start getting old enough to go to Sunday school and so forth, they like the, they have a good many of their friends that went to Beth Shalom, or to the Rhoda Shalom, and we thought it would be a good idea. They should just continue on with their friends.
That's your own children.
That's my own children. Mm-hmm. My own boys.
You said before that your mother was active in community activities. What were you referring to?
Well, she was active in the Rebecca's.
Oh, Rebecca's.
And Dad was interested in the IOF. And we still have pins or something that that was presented to them when they were president or head of the organization.
Mr. Lasting, tell us, what are the Rebeccas? What do you know about them?
I don't know too much about them, but I think they are the women's organization of the Odd Fellows.
Oh. And what did they do?
Well, they weren't, they were more or less a social organization. I don't think they did much more than that.
Okay.
Was this in Homestead or in
this
Munhall?
This was in Homestead. Well, Homestead, Munhall at that time, the organization would be the same.
Mm-hmm. And what did you say your dad was in, IOF?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
That's the Independent Order of Odd Fellows.
Oh. Then what did I say? Odd Fellows are still around today.
Oh, yes. Both Odd Fellows and Rebecca's are still in existence.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about your, sort of about your home atmosphere? What was it like? Live in a house, an apartment?
Well, we always lived in quite a large house because with four boys, we had a lot of bedrooms. And pretty large homes, both in Homestead and in Munhall.
Why did you move from Homestead to Munhall?
Well, Dad was getting up in years, and he gave up the store, and he was sort of interested in the Homestead congregation, that is the Hebrew congregation over there. And that was more or less the reason he moved out. It was a little better residential section in Munhall.
Mm-hmm. What did you say the congregation was called in Homestead? That your father was interested in?
I think they call it the Rhoda Shalom. The same as the one here in Pittsburgh.
And then he
was president of that too. And he was president when they put the building up, which still stands.
And then he got interested in Beth Shalom when?
Oh yes, when we moved to Squirrel Hill, he became
interested. Oh, I didn't know you did that. You moved to Squirrel Hill.
Yes. We moved on Douglas Street here.
Oh, you lived here before in Squirrel Hill before you were married?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, well then, when Homestead, Munhall, and...
You're learning something about your family.
You see?
Your family background.
You lived on Douglas Street.
Yeah. And all my brothers got married, and I was the only one left home. And finally, I got married.
Did you go to school in Squirrel Hill, or was that after you?
Oh,
or was
the
that
last,
when you were in college or something?
The last year of school, I went to Shenley High.
Oh.
That was so big for me. I couldn't get used to it because I came from a small neighborhood, a small town, and a small high school. I guess our senior class was about 25 or 30. Mm-hmm. And I went to Shenley High where I couldn't even find the rooms. So I was still a small town boy. So I went back to Munhall to finish my education at high school.
When did you get married?
1926. in June. I was a June bride.
You were a June bride, were you? What were school days like you can start in Homestead.
I was interested. Of course, I spent most of my time in Munhoggown High School. I was interested in sports, and I was on the basketball team, on the baseball team, football team. I took everything.
Where did you go to grade school? That was in Homestead.
Well, I had one or two grades in Munhall High School. Before moving from Homestead to Munhall, I had about two grades, maybe seventh and eighth grade in Munhall.
What, can you remember what subjects you took in school? Even in the early grade?
Not too much. I suppose today they don't hear those subjects that they took at them, just like they wouldn't hear then what they're taking today. Schools are so far advanced today, different subjects.
Like what?
Well, for instance, history. In those days, they made a big deal about the Civil War and the Spanish-American War because it was in that period. But today, I understand that they skip over those battles and they go right into the World War I, World War II, which we didn't have.
Did they spend? I remember spending more time on handwriting and spelling.
Oh yes, handwriting was a big thing. We have that Palmer. I suppose they have it today. That Palmer.
Palmer.
Well, that was the type of color that did he invent it or something like that?
It was the handwriting style and the textbook and the Palmer writing method or something. Yeah.
I don't know whether they do that now or not.
Handwriting isn't taught in school. Yeah. Maybe in the first grade. But
yeah, that's why.
Not after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess the boys all brought friends home.
Oh yes, we always had a lot of friends, a lot of parties. Mm-hmm. My mother was used to those things. She encouraged them.
What was the health and medical care like then, as opposed to now?
Well, one of my uncles, my dad's brother, was a doctor, and he was the god of the family.
Uh-huh.
Everything he said, according to our health, that went.
What was his name?
Dr. Ladsday. Dr. Louis Ladsday. He was also a medical doctor for the Pittsburgh schools. He would go around and check the kids.
Yeah, when you were in school, were there nurses in the schools like there are now?
Oh, yes. There always was a nurse sitting up there in the office for some reason or other. I guess she taught one of the high school hygiene classes or something like that. She was available anybody would need her.
Did kids need to get shots and immunizations like they do now or not?
Well, in those days, if anybody had the measles, they put a sign on the house. Measles.
Mm, yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Today, I guess they don't do that.
I wonder if there were diseases that were more prevalent then that you
and,
don't see.
They would come in and they'd chloroform the house.
Quarantine
the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody would be allowed to come in. Nobody would be allowed to go out over a period of time until they took that sign down.
What were some other big diseases? Measles? What were some other big
well,
diseases?
Well, diphtheria was a big thing. Whooping cough. You don't hear that today.
Mm-hmm. Scarlet fever.
Scarlet fever.
One of your own children had scarlet fever.
Oh, Ronnie, my oldest boy had it.
Right. Was polio, I guess polio was around too?
I suppose.
And what sorts of things did you do for fun and recreation in your adolescence years in high school?
Well, mostly it was in sports. And being a small school, small groups, we always had little parties and little dances and things like that in the school. Different events, different holidays, little affairs.
Did boys and girls date the way they do now? Or
oh, yes,
different?
Yes, sure. That goes back to Adam and Eve, yes.
I went to
You stepped into that one.
Okay, now tell us about how you met your wife.
See, I wish she could tell you that.
Well,
another tape.
Another
we'll
time.
Ask her. Yes.
Well, you said you went to Shenley High School. I know Mamie did too. So.
No, she went to Peabody.
Oh, okay.
Peabody.
Wrong.
But I was out of school when she was Peabody.
Did your families know each other?
Oh, yes, yes. In fact, we're going back now. When I was born. Whether you know what a tzaddik is.
Tzaddik.
One that held a baby.
Oh, yes, yeah.
That's what they call a tzaddik. Her father was my tzaddik.
Really?
At
your bris?
At my bris.
Oh, my.
And he says to my father, he says, you've got four boys. I was a fourth boy. She wasn't born yet. I got three girls. I said, maybe one of them will get together.
And one of them did.
And that's what happened after she was born. I didn't meet her, though, until she was in her high school. Maybe she was 16, 17 years old. And then she couldn't get rid of me.
Where was Mamie born?
She was born in Braddock. She was born in Braddock.
Oh.
And grew up in Braddock?
Grew up in Braddock until they moved here to Squirrel Hill. In fact, they lived upstairs of their jewelry store in Braddock on Braddock Avenue.
Hmm. And you got married in 1921?
1926.
26. Okay, I know something. Did you have a...
I got out of high school.
You're married by a rabbi?
Rabbi Rose, who was... I think our marriage was the first marriage that he performed coming to Pittsburgh.
Where was he from? What temple?
Well, it was Beth Shalom where he was the rabbi.
Yeah, that's
rabbi
what I mean.
Rose. Yes.
And when you got married, did you live here or somewhere else in Squirrel Hill, or wasn't in Squirrel Hill at all?
Right after we got married, and we lived with our folks, with his mother's folks, until he passed away.
And where was that? Where they lived?
Next door.
And then you moved to your present house somewhere along the line.
Well, we moved here. This is the next house.
So you've lived here for a long time.
Either upstairs or downstairs. We remodeled this house to fit ourselves, and this is our retirement home. We put in air conditioning and new furnace and so forth, so we have the conveniences of our old age.
You, how many children did you have?
I got two swell kids, two boys, Ronald and Lewis.
And Ronald was born in?
Ronald was born at the West Penn Hospital. Lou was born at the West Penn Hospital.
Well, Lou was
we're all Pittsburghers.
Lou was born in 37 and Ron was born 6 years earlier.
Yeah. It was 6 years difference. In fact, there was 5 years after we were married before Ronnie was born. 1926 to 1931.
And Gertrude, your present housekeeper, has been with you for a long, long, long time, hasn't she?
Gertrude has been with us since 1936, constantly. She's got the run of the house.
Where did you take vacations?
Well, in our later years, we always went to Florida for...
Well, when the children were little.
In those days, Atlantic City was the spot. And then as the kids got a little older, 5, 6, 7 years old, we went to Florida.
Did you take a house somewhere once?
When we were in Florida, we usually rented a home for this.
Weren't you up in Lanier or something?
We did that once too. We rented a home up there for the summer. Lanier.
Mm-hmm. What were your hobbies? Or did you have, what you sort of do?
Well, my boys were my hobbies.
Okay.
We always did things together. Hikes and fishing, gone fishing and so forth.
Oh yeah, you used to take fishing trips.
Yeah.
Where'd you go on fishing trips?
We went up
Boy Scouts?
We went up to Canada, usually.
Northeast.
Somebody. We always went with a group, but mostly with a group of jewelers. We went every year until, well, as you get older, one drops out of the picture and lost people. And then we sort of got away from it. And when we see each other, that's, we always talk about our fishing trip. We have pictures of our trips, I guess. Every time I get lonesome for fishing, mm-hmm. I look at the pictures.
After you got married, you had the store in Braddock. You want to tell us about that?
Well, after we got married, I worked for my brother-in-law, my wife's oldest sister's husband, who also is a jeweler in the small town of Phillipsburg. When he got married, he came into the store in Braddock, and he took over from his father-in-law, my father-in-law, possibly 5, 6 years later.
Why don't you tell us, what was the store like? Was it big or little?
Well, it was an average size store. No, it was a...
That one floor?
A very complete store. We had carried merchandise of very fine quality. And the store was known for that. We did business on that score.
Was there only one floor?
It was just one floor.
I thought there was a balcony.
No. We moved later to another location, to a corner location. That was when I took over the store. That's what I did.
Mm.
And it was a little larger store and more merchandise, more lines. It was a bigger store, bigger room.
In Braddock, how did the wars affect life in Braddock? World War I and World War II?
Well, they brought out the bands and the parades, and everybody marched up and down the streets. Just drop of a hat, there was a group of patriotic.
How did the depression, how did you see the depression from Braddock?
We went through that too. Things got real tough, especially in the jewelry business.
I'm sure, especially, you told us before that Jewish people in Braddock were storekeepers or shopkeepers and others worked in the mills.
There were very few Jewish people worked in the mill. They were mostly business people, clothing stores, haberdasheries, and hardware, and things of that nature.
In your store, you mentioned in the first tape that it was a meeting place, a hub in the community.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
Can you talk about what happened in there? What went on besides selling jewelry?
Hello. Oh, pretty good. How are you, Mr. Lossman?
Is that for you?
Oh,
okay.
Can I?
Sure. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Why don't you cut that off for a minute?
Okay.
Should
I stop the time?
Yeah, 1 minute.